How do you have a breakthrough in randomness? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Zuckerman, professor in the Department of Computer Science at the University of Texas at Austin, details randomness and how algorithms and computers can make sense of it.
Randomness is amazingly useful in many areas. For example, the gold standard for medical research involves randomized controlled trials. My research focuses on randomness computing and algorithms, which are like recipes for computing something. Many randomized algorithms are faster than algorithms that don't use randomness. Scientists use random numbers to simulate complex systems such as the climate. Computer security is impossible without random numbers. On the other hand, generating random numbers seems difficult for a computer. This is because a computer appears the opposite of random, executing one instruction after the other in a predetermined way. For that reason, computers use ad hoc sources of randomness, such as timing intervals between keystrokes. However, such ad hoc random sources are really only a little bit random. It is therefore essential to improve the quality of the random source. Unfortunately, this is impossible with just one general, low-quality random source. Recently, my former PhD student Ishan Chattopadhyay and I solved a long-standing open problem by introducing an algorithm that combines two low-quality random sources to create one high-quality random source. Previous attempts needed at least one of the two input sources to be of moderately high quality. Our algorithm, called a two-source extractor, allows us to produce high-quality randomness starting with exponentially lower-quality random numbers than known previously. Theoreticians consider our two-source extractor a breakthrough. It also gives a major improvement to an important mathematical problem in a field called Ramsey theory, which seeks to find structure even in random-looking objects. It will take time before our extractor is made practical, but already several researchers have built and improved on our ideas.
That was David Zuckerman of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AACNU, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.